Yeah, nightclubs are dying, and here's why. I'm gonna hold your hand while I say this. Nobody wants a table anymore. Back in the day when on any given Wednesday, Rihanna and Kim Kardashian could be spotted shaking ass at a table, yeah, that's pretty cool. That definitely had a moment. But now, the bottles, the signs, the sparklers, ugh, boring. In 2024 alone, I partied in 17 different cities around the world. I also work in nightlife as a seasoned PR executive. So when I'm out, I do a lot of looking. I do a lot of field research. I ask a lot of questions. So this is not coming from just one market. This is a worldwide thing. Anyway, the conclusion is nobody's having fun at tables. Everyone is just like sitting there on their phones looking miserable. No one's dancing. No one's having fun.
Ooh, the classic club meltdown. Women complaining about tables, bottles, and boring vibes, while missing the bigger picture. Men stopped showing up years ago. Clubs are dying because the attention economy collapsed. No men, no chase, no drama, no fun, just empty spaces and overpriced drinks. The party's dead. And all the Instagram posts won't save it. Harsh reality, women only thrive when men are around, and they're not.
Is clubbing dead everywhere? Like, is it just LA? Because no one goes clubbing anymore. Like, no one even wants to go out. None of my friends have been to the club. I haven't been to a club in months. What happened to clubbing?
I will say one major reason why I feel like New York City club culture is dying is simply because the men want to be the baddie. The men are dancing behind the DJ booths. The men are not buying drinks. The men want to be approached. And now granted, this is not all men, but like majority of men now think they are the prize. So they step in these spaces and now they want to be that spectacle by other men and by women too. And so because of this, women are no longer just in this space for fun. Women can't go behind the DJ booths. Women have to focus on things like the music, like the technicalities of the experience, rather than just thriving in the experience itself. And I didn't even know how many women were actually paying to party. Personally, if I have to pay, I'm not going. Where is the list? But a lot of women are paying to party. So now it's like, well, men want to be the baddies. I have to pay to party. They're not really playing music that I enjoy consistently. I'm not having a good time.
Men checked out long ago, stopped wasting time and money in clubs. Now the hunters are gone and women follow suit because there's no one left to chase. All that drama, flirtation, and attention-seeking fun, gone. Clubs are empty. The stage for their games vanished. Women crave attention, but when men disappear, they have nothing left. They can't give it to each other either. Reality hits hard. Without men, the party is over.
A quick question. Where are we meeting the men that actually want to date and be in a relationship? Because it's not the dating apps. It's not. It's not the coffee shops. I've been trying that. I've been trying that for a while now. Definitely not the bars. Not at my age, because they're all like 21, 22. So they definitely don't want to be in a relationship. And I definitely do not want to be a cougar. Nothing wrong with that. Just not my type. I, again, tend to go about 8 to 10 years older than me. I found out even those don't want to date for a relationship.
Translation. Where can I find a 9-foot-tall man, full head of hair, square jawline, tree trunk arms and legs, who owns a 3-story mansion on the coast with an underground garage full of McLarens, Bugattis and Lambos?
A big reason the club scene is dead is because everybody is super judgmental. Like, think about it. So many men nowadays slut shame women who go to the club and dance and enjoy themselves. And then on the flip side, it's a lot of people who record men who actually do dance in the club and make fun of them. Like, what is he doing? He embarrassing himself. He's scaring the hoes. All of that good stuff. And it's like so backwards, because I'm pretty sure if you ask a millennial or Gen X or even boomers, they didn't like, that's the point. You go to the club to dance with people, to enjoy your time, to meet people. So to go to the club and basically be a voyeur with a camera and judge those who come to the club for its intended purposes is foolish. Like, truly.
She's clearly mad that men have the audacity to judge women for going to clubs, as if their own choices give them a free pass. Classic double standard energy. She expects freedom to do what she wants, but gets defensive the minute someone calls it out.
She's going out with her friends, celebrating a birthday party. It's
sure.
A girl thing, 15 girls are gonna be there, she's known him forever.
Mm-hmm.
You would tell her, no, you can't go to that because you're going to a club.
I would tell her, you can go and do whatever you do, but you'll be single when you return.
But why?
She's putting the relationship in a risky situation.
Why? Why would she be...
What are nightclubs for?
Nightclubs are for meeting other people. But I've also seen just as many innocent encounters where women want to go to both dance with their friends, have a great time, and I don't see the issue with that.
You're going to be in an area where there's a bunch of thirsty men offering your girl liquor, trying to dance with her, puts the girl in a bad position. Here's the other thing, too. Mm-hmm. She could get drunk, and something could happen, and then next thing you know, bam.
If you trust your partner, and you trust their friends, and they're all going out to the club, and she wants to have a good time, I feel like there's nothing wrong with that.
Ever been to a club?
Yeah.
What was that club?
People dance.
What else?
Drink.
What does that lead to?
Dancing and drinking?
Sex.
Your woman in a club is like parking your Lamborghini in a bad neighborhood.
The purpose of a nightclub, bar, or party is to provide a venue, typically for single people, to meet each other. If women just wanted to hang out with their friends, drink cocktails, dance with each other, and avoid the exhausting approaches of single men, they'd stay in.
Or they go to a painting class or brunch or something where you're not indulging in a social environment to
absolutely
get drunk.
Girls' night in. I assume that'd be a much more enjoyable experience. You don't spend as much on drinks. You get to eat whatever snacks you want. You can dress however you like. The company is pleasant, and you can discuss all the things that you'd like to talk about with your friends without blaring music and drunk people and crazy flashing lights. If you go out to clubs and bars, you're looking for attention from men.
Men see exactly what goes down at these clubs. Drama, chaos, and everyone hunting for sex. Good men aren't showing up, and they sure as hell don't want their women going there either. Stop pretending you're just having fun or bonding with friends. These nights out are all about attention seeking, and men are done playing that game.
Yo, women are delusional. Why do you think guys are in a club?
To smash.
Why are guys in a club, Miss Panama? Please explain.
I mean, I don't know why guys go to the club. I go to the club to dance, not
okay,
just
guys
to look
go to
for
the club
sex.
To f girls. There's no benefit to us being in there. It's loud. It's expensive. The bartenders treat us like shit. The bouncer treats us like shit.
I invite you to go to Bashments. Trust me, guys and women there, they go to dance. They don't just go to look for people to f.
You think the guys just dance and they walk home with their dick hard?
Exactly. Women are delusional if they think the club is some magical hunting ground for men. Most guys aren't there to chase. They're there to enjoy themselves, dance, or network. The overpriced drinks, loud music, and fake attention aren't worth it. Men have moved on. Clubs don't run their lives anymore. They run for their money. Women need to wake up. The fantasy of men chasing in clubs is dead.
As a guy, a nightclub is the worst place to go because you're a liability unless you're spending thousands of dollars. So girls is what brings the money, attracts the guys, causes them to spend more money. And so it's just a waste of energy.
Fellas, why are we still going to the club? Why are we still wasting our money? $20 to get in, drinks overpriced. Why are we still doing this? Why are we still going to the club trying to chase women that don't give a damn about us? Just gonna try to use this for a drink and then go home with their friends or to their man. We gotta stop doing this. The club is a scam, literally. A scam to waste your time. Instead of going to the club, start your business, invest in yourself, work on your craft. Stop going to the club. You should only go to the club if you're celebrating you succeeding in your business, becoming rich, or if you're paid to be there, straight up. Think about it, the only person who benefits from you going to the club is the owner. He just counting all that money while your ass is losing money. Real shit.
Damn right. Clubs are a trap for desperate dudes bleeding cash for nothing. You're paying entry fees, overpriced drinks, and attention-starved women who already got a man lined up. It's a clown show, and men are the clowns funding it. The only winner? The club owner stacking bread while you waste your grind money. Stop chasing validation from strangers who don't care about you. Build yourself up, stack your paper, and celebrate after you've made it. Otherwise, you're just donating to someone else's success. Thanks for watching Manhood. If you want access to exclusive episodes and want to support the channel, hit that join button and become a member. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this video if it hit home. Drop your stories and thoughts in the comments. We read everyone. See you tomorrow.